This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stocks are at all-time highs, and the big question, is there anything that can stop the party on Wall Street? I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, we're talking markets, and if the party on Wall Street will continue, let's bring on Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Strategist at Crescent Capital here in Chicago. Jack, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
Great. Thanks for being here.
So the big question, as we said in the lead, is, you know, stocks, as we're speaking right now, are just off of all-time highs. And is that party on Wall Street going to continue, or is there something that might throw some cold water on everything? Thoughts, Jack?
I would say, the path of least resistance appears to be higher. However, the market is probably struggling under its own success. The fact is that valuations now have gotten so high relative to earnings that we really do need a boost to economic growth just to keep this momentum going.
It almost seems like the market right now is priced to perfection, and that has me a little worried. We've come a long way from those lows earlier in the year.
Yeah, that's it. And one of the things that, you know, I watched for during the Q2 earnings season was the fact that, yes, most companies were able to beat their bottom line expectations, but they did it with relatively tepid revenue growth. And that suggests to me what they're doing is cost cutting. We've seen the jobs market weaken a little bit. Perhaps they're also taking some of these, eventually taking some of these tariffs on the chin for the time being. But eventually, I think that's going to filter into consumer prices.
And that's a great point. Cost cutting can only go so far. And again, you mentioned the other factor in all of this is there's still a lot of unanswered questions about tariffs going forward.
Yeah, that's it. So, for example, I mean, look at the inflation reports we just saw this week. We saw consumer price index pretty tame, but the producer price index had, I think, its highest reading in 3 years. And so that suggests to me that, during the Q3, that businesses are taking some of these tariff hits on their own, but I assume if I know the management the way I know management, they'll figure out a way to pass these as many of those costs along as they can.
And then that hits the consumer, which could lead to a slowdown. It's kind of weird because we're seeing a slowdown in casual dining in some areas of the economy, and then playing off the retail sales today were not bad, but we still have some time for everything to kind of seep through. Explain.
Yeah, so there is time for some of these prices to seep through. One of the things that's really interesting to me is, you know, that business spending, obviously it's the AI, the infrastructure, and all that build-out that's been going on, has been enormous, and that's really been helping the economy quite a bit. In fact, if you go back the first two quarters of this year in the economy, that business spending and investment has actually contributed more to economic growth than consumer spending, which is just upside down right now.
And then back to the market, you know, we were talking about kind of price to perfection. If something pops up here, the market really could get a correction, and it could be kind of vicious. Explain the threats when you're kind of at these levels and have climbed so much ground in such a little amount of time.
I mean, that's it. I think with the fact that the valuations are as high as they are, anything, any disappointment, anything that could upset that apple cart, you know, could potentially, you know, pull markets back closer to fair value. So, you know, the good news is, look, there are a lot of different investors out there, longer-term investors like, you know, we at Crescent, but there are also shorter-term investors, and right now everybody's making money. So this is a short-term investor market because, like I said, valuation is pretty high, but momentum is pretty strong. So anything that turns that around could be a threat to markets. But for right now, there's nothing on the horizon that I see that will, you know, upset that apple cart.
Well, and you talk about the momentum. We're even seeing it in the return of some meme stocks. I mean, obviously, risk has really outpaced, and we've seen what's happening in crypto. As we head into the second half of the year, where are you placing your bets, Jack?
Yeah, so we're still focused on quality. I think that's one of the underlying philosophies as we invest in markets, particularly on the public side. We want high quality companies that are generating their own cash flow. They don't have to rely on outside funding to maintain their growth. And then we like companies that have strong dividend growth that can exceed the rate of inflation. So I think putting it all together, we'll stay in this market, but we're doing it with higher quality companies, somewhat defensive.
And when you say defensive, higher quality, give me three ideas, three sectors. What exactly are you looking at that you find kind of attractive right now?
Sure. So for us, you know, three examples of a our high quality dividend growth portfolio would be Chubb, the insurer, IBM, tech company that was probably one of the early innovators of AI. Back in the 60s and 70s, and then a company like McDonald's. So you try to capture all different parts of the economy, but with that underlying theme of cash flow generation.
Wow, and I do like that IBM pick. That is something that I have been picking up on the decline. You know, it pulled back quite a bit not too long ago, and have just kind of dollar cost averaged in these lows. So that, I love that pick. Just final thoughts on IBM.
Yeah. So again, quality company. They're in a great sector, just have the the attribute of pretty generous dividend, but strong dividend growth. And if you look at dividend growth over time, it's far and away exceeded the rate of inflation. It's a great way to generate income in a private client portfolio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, Jack, one other area of the market that I've been watching, and the one area that I kind of see gives me a little concern, is the transports. And I always watch the Dow Theory, but the transports have really lagged. And I'm a big believer in the transports kind of being the ultimate leading indicator. And so we've seen the transports, you know, come off the lows earlier in the year, but they haven't retested highs, and even as of even the last couple sessions, we've seen a bit of a pullback there. Concerns about the transports?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the transport representing, you know, just goods trade, it probably shouldn't be a surprise that these metrics are off from their previous highs. You hear from a company like UPS or FedEx. I mean, their volumes are down, and a lot of it is just the fact that, consumers are pulling back, and, of course, we've got certain trade impediments. So I think it's it's certainly worth watching, and I think it is something that, you know, we would like to see really improve in order to make sure to confirm things are moving forward.
Is it a canary in the coal mine type of situation?
It's hard to say. I mean, the fact is now that, call it 85% of our business is service related. So I think transports, in the 70s and 80s had a much bigger influence over markets than they do now. But if we are going to try to, bring manufacturing back and reshore a lot of manufacturing and so forth, I think transports will become increasingly important.
Yeah, that's a fair point there. All right, big thanks to Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Strategist, Crescent Capital here in Chicago. And hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, turn on the notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.